Well, good Friday to you. Shabbat Shalom. I hope that you've had a great week and are looking forward to a very blessed weekend. We began yesterday in a message entitled, Would You Dare Say Hineni to God? Hineni, a Hebrew word that means here I am or here am I. It's a word of availability, and we're going to continue to look at the importance of this word in the scripture, both in the stories of the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, believers making themselves available to God, sometimes for very special, unique things, and sometimes challenging things, frightening things. God invites us into this intimate relationship with Him. And the big question is, as He calls us deeper, as He calls us further up and further in, as C.S. Lewis wrote in his book, The Last Battle, in the Chronicles of Narnia, we're going to be required to say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Do with me as you will. Well, we're going to continue talking about this right now as we continue to seek an answer to the question for us all personally. Would you dare say Hineni to God?
And as we've talked about, in the beginning you have Adam, you have Eve, they're walking with God. Sin enters the picture, there's rebellion that takes place. And then we know that in Genesis 3, the scripture tells us that God comes walking in the cool of the day, the time of the evening breeze, just a very relaxing time of the day. Adam and Eve hear Him and they run and they hide from Him. And God begins to call out to Adam, Adam, where are you? Now again, God's not looking for His GPS location. He knows exactly where He is physically located. But that call is like an invitation from God. I'm inviting you out. I'm inviting you in back in this fellowship with me. I'm here. I'm opening grace space for you to come and to repent, to confess, and let's get back together. I don't want this division between you and I. It's almost like it's a deep, sorrowful, almost longing question from God, because He knows what's happened and it's broken His heart. And God called out to them in the garden. He was ready to re-engage with them after their disobedience to Him. He was providing them an opportunity to confess and to enter back into that space of relationship with Him. He was giving Adam an opportunity to be accountable for his actions, own up to them what he had done. Yet Adam's response was to evade God's question. And Adam did not even answer God's question. He answered it with a non-answer. When he said, Adam, where are you? I heard you, I was scared, and I hid. That's not an answer. His response was a non-answer to God. And Adam's response was not what God was longing for. Adam's response, God was longing for a Hineni from Adam. Behold, here I am. A willingness and an availability to re-engage with God into this fellowship. But Adam did not respond with a here I am. We move on through scripture, and when the next place we see this used significantly is in the 22nd chapter of Genesis, when Abraham has taken Isaac up to Mount Moriah and he is about to kill him. He's about to offer him up. And as he raises the knife up during this test of his faith, God calls to him from the Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham's response is, Hineni, Hineni, here I am. I'm available. What do you want to say to me? And again, it's an availability to obey, an availability. What are you asking of me? I will do it. I am at your beck and call, God. Your wish, your desire is my command. And Abraham responded without any hesitation at all to God when God called to him. He didn't know what was coming next. He had no idea what God was getting ready to ask him to do. He had no idea if it was going to be even more significantly painful than what he was about to do. He had no idea. But nonetheless, he willingly made himself available to God and said, here I am. It was his delight to respond to God. It demonstrated his readiness. It demonstrated his faith. It demonstrated his trust in the nature and character of God. And his faith is proven as he proceeds to go on and walk with God at the request that God has made of him. He makes himself available, and the response is Hineni. And every time you see pivotal moments in people's lives happening, many times in the Old Testament scriptures particularly, you see them with this kind of response to God, here am I. And whenever this happens, these are moments of profound changes that are getting ready to happen in an individual's life as they respond to God. Next place you find this in a significant way is with Moses. We talked about Moses last week. He's born in the house of Pharaoh, raised great military leader, great governmental leader. He is powerful. He's smart. He's got charisma. He's got everything going for him as a politician, as a son, as it were, even though it's more of an adopted type to Pharaoh. I mean, Moses has it all together. And then everything falls apart in his life. Kills an Egyptian, runs, he's on the run. He goes into exile, self-imposed exile, to get away to the deserts of Midian, which is Nowheresville. And he is out there. He goes at the age of 40. He's out there for the next 40 years until he turns 80 years old. And once he has gone through everything that he's gone through on the backside of this desert, whatever it was that God was trying to break him and prepare him for, there came a moment in time when he was ready, and God encountered him while he was taking care of the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And he notices this bush that's burning, but the bush is not consumed. And the scripture tells us that the angel of God, the presence of God, was in the midst of the bush, standing in the midst of the fire that is there, not consuming the bush. And when God called Moses, and when he saw Moses drawing near, he spoke to him and said, "Moses, Moses." And immediately, without even hesitation, Moses' response was, "Hineni, here am I." 40 years before that, never would have got that response from him toward God. He was not ready. But now everything had happened in his life to get him to a place in a position where he was available, he was willing, he was ready to do whatever God's longing and desire for him was. He calls him and he invites him. He's ready to hear, he's ready to obey. And again, he has no idea what's ahead of him. None. He doesn't know what God's getting ready to ask him to do. He doesn't know all the events that are going to unfold. He doesn't know all the difficulties that are going to lie ahead for him over the next 40 years of his life. He doesn't know, but he doesn't care. He's encountered God. God has called him by name. And after having encountered such a wonderful, glorious being as God is, and Moses experiencing the glory and seeing God and experiencing his love, his mercy, Moses could not help but feel those things in the presence of that bush, in the presence of God. God's nature, his character, he was aware of all that and the majesty. And again, not knowing anything ahead, "Hineni, Hineni, Hineni, here am I. Here am I, God. Look at me, I'm right here. I'm available to do whatever you command and ask of me to do." Moses, without knowing it on the front end, said yes, and it became a great turning point in his life.
A great turning point in his life. Hineni always leads to that kind of result. Well, Shabbat Shalom. I hope you have a great weekend. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Lord willing, we will be back with you again on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.